media is full of climate change discussions and reports on natural disasters. Global warming. Storms. Fires. Earthquakes. One disaster after another. According to statistics, natural disasters are increasing in both frequency and intensity. The Earth and humanity is groaning in distress. Scientists try to explain these things. What is behind all this? Or what or who has to blame? To answer this, I could do like most people would do, refer to all the scientific research out there and then give you a fancy explanation. But I'll not do that today. I'll take you to one outstanding source that makes this plain as the day. The Bible, God's inspired word, actually tells us the reason to all this. The Bible actually gives this answer. Read the following verses carefully. The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth languish. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. And this is from Isaiah chapter 24, verses 4 to 5. So, what's the reason? Can you see it here? Well, it's quite plain here. The reason is sin. The reason why the earth mourns and is fading away. The reason why the earth is defiled is us. We are the problem. The Bible says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. You see, back in the day, in paradise, before sin entered the world, there were no natural disasters, no climate change debates. Everything was in order and in harmony with the physical laws and moral laws that God had instituted. Man was reflecting the image of God. This is how God created the first human beings. Humanity was reflecting God's character or glory. When man chose to sin, this was lost. Since then, both the earth and humanity was weakened progressively, all because the transgression of God's law. Order and harmony has turned into chaos and disaster. Join me in reading this verse. By swearing and lying, killing and stealing, and committing adultery, they break all restraint with bloodshed upon bloodshed. Therefore, the land will mourn, and everyone who dwells there will waste away with the beasts of the field and the birds of the air. Even the fish of the sea shall be taken away. And this is from Hosea chapter 4, verse 2 to 3. These verses are even more specific, giving five examples on how the Ten Commandments are broken. So we're talking about the Ten Commandments here, God's law that he gave to humanity. So because of breaking God's commandments, the land is mourning. Humanity and all the animals are wasting away. This is the state of the earth today. But what's the solution? What is the solution to all this? Well, the solution to the earth's problem is not closing down the oil industry, or forbidding all plastic. Well, let's just pause here. Don't get me wrong. I do believe that we need to take care of the earth that God has given us. Nevertheless, this is not gonna solve the problem of climate change, the natural disasters, or the weakened humanity. That is closing down the oil industry, and as I said, or do all these other things that may have its place. But this is not the ultimate solution. It's not going to the core of the matter. According to the Bible, what's the problem? It's sin. It's breaking of God's commandments. What we see in the world today is a result of transgressing God's eternal law, the law of love. As love will grow more cold by the inhabitants of the earth, the disasters in the world are going to increase. Bible prophecy reveals to us that it will get worse than what we see today. But I don't want to discourage you. Take heart. Because we have a hope. There is a hope. There is a solution to all this. Because Jesus, the Son of God, has promised to come back very soon to this earth and bring his faithful followers to a much better place. A place that we can barely imagine. A place without natural disasters. A place without sorrow. A place without death. A place without disease, a place without sin. So what is the solution to the problem? We need to seek God. We need to seek God and turn away from sin. Turn away from lawbreaking. And as we accept him and collaborate with him, he has promised, I will put my laws into their minds and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more. Precious promise from Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10 and 12. Beautiful promise. That which seems impossible with men is possible with God. Through this, I hope that you see that we cannot put the trust in ourselves. We need to surrender to God and let him write his commandments in our minds and in our hearts. Are you ready to fight climate change and all the world's problems the right way? Let's not try to treat symptoms, but go to the core, taking God's Ten Commandments to heart. Will you allow him to write his law upon your heart? Maranatha, Jesus is coming soon.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.